clock's still slow.
Oh, I think it should.
Yeah. Call to order the joint meeting of the Health, Education, Welfare, and Land, Natural Resources, and Cultural. I want to ask Ms. Deere if she will give us the invocation, please.
Creator God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us safely here, and we ask that you be with the ones who are not have not yet arrived. We ask your guidance in all that we do, and that our efforts be met in your favor, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Shirley Nade. Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Joyce Steer.
Present.
Mitch Jack. David Nichols.
Present.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Dale Proctor. Madam Chair, you got 7 present and 3 absent.
Seven present and 3 absent constitute the quorum. All business conducted will be official. The order of business, we have NCA 15-222, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, amending NCA 13-227, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a special appropriation to the Wilson Indian Community. Sponsors, Mr. Jennings.
Madam Chair, make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger for discussion.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to give some time to the controller.
Okay.
What he has here is, I think with that bill, that said that it would only carry over 2014. We actually had construction costs that is amending. We had construction costs that were actually paid in 2015. So that's all that we're asking, is to have the construction portion of that to be carried over. Because it lists as in 16, or does it say it's open complete?
To carry over to fiscal year 2016. While the other remaining funds shall be returned to the treasurer.
I think there is a portion of that Wilson Community could have asked for, but that part we say in return, and it's just the construction portion, because we had bills paid in 15 that we're asking to have carried over. Because I do have the receipts on the construction portion.
Thank you. And I'd like to state further that the construction hasn't been complete because there was a punch list and they were withholding approximately $20,000 from the contractor until they fixed those items. I talked to Mr. Allred and he thinks that they're about complete with them. Wilson Community themselves received like 28,000 once, and like 143,000 in appropriation to buy equipment for the facility, but they didn't have any receipts for any of it. So there was a bill presented a year or so ago to allow them to receive that remaining fund, but they didn't have any receipts, so that's why it's still there and not agreed to send it back to controller's office. Thank you.
Thank you. More questions?
What is the amount of the construction costs that were paid, and what's the amount that will be returned to the treasury?
The total was $447, but I think the actual contract was $435.
There was $12,000, and that's kind of like a contingency fund, too. So, visiting with Mr. Allred, I think that portion, and then the $20,000 that they're withholding. So there's about $30,000 that they're still in the construction part. Okay, they had a ribbon cutting, or what do you want to say out there? There was a big banner and some other items purchased for that. Well, Tribe Construction ended up having to pay for it out of that money that was actually earmarked for the project.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think the building turned out about half the size of what it was supposed to turn out, so I don't know how this costs. You know, if they were given $447,000 for the building, this should only cost half that, because the building's only half the size it should be. And the other thing is, you know, if do they have the equipment? If there's no receipts, they'll have to pay it back. I mean, I went for this building to start with, and I knew it was going to go south, and it did. And I think, you know, we're taking advantage of it when we're not giving receipts according to the law. And then the building half the size as it should have been. Thank you.
Mr. Randolph.
Did they have a van over there?
They used to.
That's what did it get wrecked or?
It did.
That wasn't the first one either.
No.
So, Mr. Jennings, I'll just ask you, can you just simplify release by this is just to finish the building? Or?
No. I mean, really, the legislation is to send that money back to the controller's office that's been appropriated to the community.
Okay.
Correct?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How much will it be back, Mr. Chairman? How much will be returned?
I'm not sure.
The total, I think, was $667.
Yeah.
We did pay, said $28,000 and $142,000 to Wilson Community. And then of the construction, I think, like you said, there was about $35,000 left.
Was that much?
Like what you said, I think about the $12,000 difference, plus they were holding out the $20,000 until they completed the list.
So the actual amount was $686, was the $686,181.
$686.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. A pretty good amount.
I've made phone calls myself to the community, you know, asking for receipts.
I'm thinking it's $67,000 that
yes.
Was it going to decide?
Mr. Nichols?
On this, I guess it's kind of a budget request in line item deal. Were they paying salaries still? Were they had the salaries been paid, $42,000 for recreation community manager, $9,000 for kitchen manager, $11,000 for facility supervisor? Has that been paid out?
I don't know
how. They've really opened yet.
That would have been actually the portion that was sent to them. So, see, we wouldn't have seen, other than if we would have had some kind of receipts, we wouldn't have seen when they've actually paid that out.
Mr. Randolph.
On the MCA 13227 and the accountability, it does say failure to comply may require full restitution of any of all funds received, and payee may be prohibited from receiving any future funds. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened before? Mm-hmm. Or has anyone ever, and what's the process? Is it turned over to the AG or what happens?
That's what I would assume. So not in my time have I seen that, but I'm sure, you know, I think had some out there that haven't turned receipts in, but we can definitely look into that and see what the process would be, because I haven't received any receipts other than the construction portion of it.
Thank you.
Mr. Coachman?
I know that I had the church contact me one time about getting their grant money and not having receipts for that. And I did contact the Attorney General, and I was told to get the information of who was in charge and whatever, and it was up to the committee or the church to go further. And I went and got the names, in the process of getting the names, but somehow the money got put back into the accounts for the church, and they were able to finish their work, so it was taken care of that way. But to your question, yeah, it can be done, and the Attorney General will look into it.
Mr. Nichols?
I pulled three bills for this community, and there was money allocated for construction of softball fields, and on the property there's no softball fields there. And there was a bill once before for other equipment for their other community center. I don't know if that ever, you know, came to be or not. There's two or three bills for appropriations.
Whose responsibility would that be? My responsibility or this committee, if that's what you want to do, to proceed with that?
I'm not for sure. I've never.
I just want to make sure.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
I would think it would be
control.
I just want to make sure I don't overstep. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I will contact the AG to see what the process is.
That's fun to put it on you, but I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that the committee has acted, you know, properly by not allowing them to receive the remainder because they haven't provided the receipts, and I think we've done our part, you know.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just speaking on for myself, but myself as a committee member, I would definitely support whatever action you take on this, because something else that we need to get done, and that these communities understand that they're going to do with their money what they're supposed to, or there are going to be consequences for their actions. Thank you.
Very good.
Any more questions?
Ms. Barnett?
So the process when the money goes from you to the community, is it, so the checking account's in the community's name, and then there's certain officers that have signature authority on that account, or how does that work?
At this point, I can't tell you for sure because that happened, but I can check into that because I know even like ceremonial grounds when we do money to them,
sometimes
they don't all have checking accounts.
Right.
I would assume that Wilson Community has an account, so we made out that. I will check into that, make sure how it was actually made out, because that, like I said, those amounts probably went out before.
Right.
But I would think they would have been made out to Wilson
Community. I was going to say, because in the legislation it said Wilson Indian Community shall be accountable, and it says failure to comply, payee may be prohibited from receiving future funds. So to me, that would be like the community, which
yes.
To me, the community representatives are the board. I mean, really, at the end of the day, the board's the ones that are responsible for making sure what's supposed to happen with the money and the receipts happens.
That's correct.
I will follow that. I will look up, get all the documentation that I need to, and to get over to AG and see what we need to do.
That's why I was curious, like who, because it said payee, so I guess it depends on how it was paid. I don't know. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I have another comment. Community received $28,000. I don't know how, but then Mr. Williams, Barton Williams, came to Mr. Pratt and told him he needed the $143,000. Mr. Pratt wouldn't give it to him. So Barton went to the chief's office, and the chief. And Barton came back and Mr. Pratt give him the money.
And does Barton have a authority?
He was on the board at that time.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tacker?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
David Nichols?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Shirley Nate came in.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Other business? I have no other business. Announcements? No. Motion for adjournment? Motion by Ms. Burnett for adjournment. Second by Ms. Ade. We are adjourned. I'm going to ask Randolph if he will give us a benediction, please.